Do we know if he's alone?
Just flip the switch, do it.
I don't understand it.
What's wrong?
It's a piece of shit.
What? Fuck, not again!
Wait.
Where's the explosion? It should have exploded by now. What's going wrong?
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I'm recording this on Sunday. It's going up today, and the reason for that is I completely lost my voice, it being the first week of school. I'm just getting used to talking so much again. So, as you can hear right now, I'm still recovering a little bit. But I still wanted to do a podcast this week. I did end up checking out Munich, so I did want to do a review of that. Also, big movie news, Disney had their big D23 fan convention, and one movie that is definitely on my radar for September, October, one that I want to review, came out on Friday, so I'll talk a little bit about that. But I will start off with that Disney D23 fan convention. A few things to get excited about, a few things probably not to be so excited about. A couple things that stuck out to me, a lot of new trailers were put online, some were just shown at the convention itself and will be online at a later date, but the trailer for Werewolf by Night looked pretty interesting, shot entirely in black and white. It's kind of this little, it looks like a little horror film made by Marvel Studios, so definitely excited about checking that one out. The other one that was exciting coming out of Marvel Studios is definitely Secret Invasion, starring Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury. Trailer was phenomenal, so super excited about that. There was a logo shown for Daredevil Born Again, which is a new series coming out in 2023, which is a continuation of the Netflix series, which is probably my favorite Marvel TV show or movie. I just think that TV series was just done super, super well. And the last thing to be excited about coming from that convention, if you are an Indiana Jones fan, new footage was shown. I myself do not have much love for the series. I like Raiders and Last Crusade all right, but I really just want the series to end on a better note than Crystal Skull. Just thinking of Harrison Ford and he's nearing the end of his life, I don't want that series to end with Crystal Skull. Other things to not be excited about, there were just so many Marvel series that were listed. Armor Wars starring Don Cheadle, just not something that I'm super excited about. The Marvels, Thunderbolts, there were just so many things. A lot of Star Wars animated shows, just a lot of things that just are not exciting to me at this point. There's a live action Little Mermaid coming out, a live action Snow White coming out. And I watched, I want to say, 15 to 20 minutes of the new Pinocchio with Tom Hanks on Friday, knowing that it wasn't going to be very good. I saw the reviews ahead of time. I just wanted to kind of laugh with it, but man, it was just painfully bad. So I think these live-action Disney movies are just a huge misfire. They are making money, but when it comes to the quality of the movies, it's really, I think they're going downhill too. I feel like The Jungle Book it was a leap forward for computer-generated imagery. And even The Lion King, even though it was just basically a shot-for-shot remake of the original animated version, I thought that at least the visuals of it were pretty incredible. With their newer things, especially like I was saying, the 20 minutes I watched of Pinocchio, it just looks really, really bad. I'm not excited about any of these things, but they're not made for me, so that's okay. Other things, other movie news, there's a lot of positive buzz coming from Knives Out 2, the sequel to Knives Out, which was a murder mystery movie that I actually very much enjoyed, I'm excited to check that one out. I didn't look this up for sure, but I have a feeling, or I seem to remember that one is going to be available streaming right away on Amazon, maybe? I don't know. It's on one of the streaming services. And then there were not a lot of big movie releases. There was this movie called Medieval, starring Michael Caine and Ben Foster, that I was actually kind of excited about just based on the premise. The trailer did not look good, so that should have been a red flag right away. And yeah, the reviews for it were not so great. I just happen to like both of those actors, and I don't think Michael Caine has been in anything in a while, so But that was disappointing that that was not well reviewed. The big movie release, though, was Barbarian. It's a horror movie with Justin Long and Skarsgård. I forget his first name. He played Pennywise in It. But anyway, the movie itself takes place in Detroit, I do believe. And the reviews so far are very, very solid. It should be available for streaming sometime in October, based on how kind of the streaming pattern is going with new movie releases. But we'll see. I'm hoping to check that one out. Hoping to review it on one of my October podcasts when I will be reviewing a lot of horror movies. Because I don't watch horror movies unless it's October. And then that is pretty much all I watch in October. So definitely going to be some podcasts covering some horror movies. But let's get on to the main event while I still have my voice here. And let's talk about Munich. So on a recent episode of the podcast, maybe a month or two ago, I was talking through some Steven Spielberg movies and just mentioning how I hadn't seen Munich, so I wanted to give it a shot. It is a movie that is actually fairly straightforward, but it is surrounded by, I guess, a very, very complex issues. And the film opens with the kidnapping and deaths of Israeli athletes at the 1972 Munich Olympics. And it's up to Eric Bana, he's playing Avner in this movie. And it is his role it's his job, I should say, along with a few others in his group to try and kill the people that were responsible for the deaths of those athletes. The movie itself is based on a book by George Jonas, who was he wrote the book in 1956. And it's a movie that has quite a few big names in it. Jeffrey Rush is in it. A lot of people, you will notice that Daniel Craig, James Bond is in this. This is one of the movies before he landed the James Bond role in Casino Royale. But it's a movie that is very, very exciting. One that has a lot of very, very tense moments. And one that, for a movie that is over 2.5 hours long, never really lets up. There were definitely some scenes in this where I just could not take my eyes off the screen. I wanted to know what was going to happen next. And that's a credit to the filmmaking. I think Spielberg does a good job here. There are definitely aspects of the film that I didn't like as much. One is very nitpicky. One is incredibly nitpicky. And that is just the color of the film. They kind of desaturated certain parts and certain colors. And I don't know, just the look of the film, it looks very gray. And I think I understand why they did that from a filmmaking perspective, but for me, it was somewhat of a distraction. Other elements I didn't like so much. I think the film just kind of fell apart towards the end. It wanted to tell a different story, and it kind of wanted to put, I guess, yeah, for the first 2 hours, it's kind of this cat and mouse game. You're trying to figure out who is betraying who. Who they're going to try and assassinate next. But then the last 30-ish minutes, it becomes this completely different movie. One where we have characters that are kind of dealing with the aftermath of what has happened because of their actions. And then I'm trying not to spoil anything. That's why I'm struggling. Yeah, characters dealing with a little PTSD. And I think that is an important aspect of the story. But the way that it's told and the way that it's written, it feels kind of just rushed and thrown in at the end. It's not, I don't know. It didn't make me dislike this film. But it definitely, I don't know, lessened my enjoyment of it. And just thinking back to the first 2 hours, I just think they're a lot stronger than the last little bit. But Eric Bana delivers a great performance. The score is great. Tony Kushner and Eric Gross' screenplay is top notch. It's just that last little bit where it kind of falls apart. Steven Spielberg obviously knew what he was doing with this movie when it comes to the shooting and working with the cinematographers and his photographers, and just keeping, I mean, just ratcheting up the tension, mixing it with the score, which is just like, yeah, your heart rate will definitely go up at certain points watching this movie. It's definitely one that I would check out, and one that I was surprised by, one that I was not expecting to enjoy, especially looking and seeing that it was almost 3 hours long, but one that I think everyone should view at least one time. So check out Munich. Sorry if it was a little rambly today. I'm just, yeah, every word out of my mouth is just, it's fun. Next week's episode, get ready. I mentioned this one a couple of weeks ago. It's available on streaming. I'm checking it out. And that is Beast, starring Idris Elba, a hyper-aggressive super lion. What's not to love? So get ready for a fun, stupid time on next week's podcast. But until then, yeah, I will be sitting down and watching Beast. Oh boy. But thank you for tuning into today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. And I will be back next week. I think the podcast is going to have to be on Saturdays again. There's just no way. I was like, yeah, I'll do it on Thursdays now. Yeah, I think it's going to be a Saturday thing. So hopefully my voice is ready to go next week. But yep, I'm repeating myself here. But thanks again for tuning in. And I will be back next week reviewing Beast.